Okay, in Parshas Yisro, we have the mitzvah Shabbos and the Aseret HaDibros, so really we could talk about anything Shabbos related, but I want to focus on something that may be at least tangentially connected to a comment the Ramban makes on the Aseret HaDibros. The Ramban writes, share a screen. Tam lekasho, shehei zirchoneinu bolios kadosh be'einenu. So we have to have consciousness of Shabbos, that Shabbos has kedusha. K'mo she'amar k'rasa Shabbos oneg kedosh Hashem b'chubah. The pasuk in Yeshaya, v'tam shetei hashvisa be'einenu ba'avur shehu yom kadosh. We should associate the fact that we refrain from lach on Shabbos with the status of Shabbos as a yom kadosh. To disconnect from all our weekday pursuits. And to hear shiurim, to go to the Chacham and the Nevi'im. K'mo she'nemar, by the Shunamis, madua az halacha se'ilav hayom l'chodesh lo Shabbos, she'yadarkim kein, that they would go to the Talmud Chacham, to the Navi, on Shabbos. So one of the somewhat amorphous topics in Hilchos Shabbos that may, as we'll see, relate to the day of Shabbos as such, of Uvdin Dechol. Uvdin Dechol comes up in a number of contexts in Gemara Shabbos. And it's a little bit challenging to find the Tzad HaShava where the Gemara invokes Uvdin D'chol, literally weekday activities. So we don't do something because it's a weekday activity. So what are the parameters of Uvdin D'chol? What's the Tzad HaShava? When do we invoke it? And when don't we invoke it? The Mishnah has on Kufan Gimel and Mibes, Chavis Shenishbara. So if you have a barrel of wine that gets compromised on Shabbos, so the wine is leaking out, so you're allowed to save enough wine for what you need over Shabbos. Ubavad shelo yispog, as long as you don't sponge it up. Says the Gemara, lo yispog b'yayin v'lo yitapech b'shemen. So if it's wine, you can't sponge it up. If it's oil, you can't go like this to. To catch the oil. So it's you're not allowed to do on Shabbos the way you do during the week. Tana Rabbanan, nispazlu peiros b'chaser malakit al yad v'ochel. If you have fruit that gets dispersed all over the chaser, you're allowed to gather them in small quantities. Aval lo l'sachasav lo l'sachakupa, you're not allowed to gather them into baskets. Not to do the way you do during the week. Says Rashi, as long as you don't sponge up the wine, so you can't put a sponge where the wine is, to then let it drip from the sponge into a kli, lets you come to squeeze it out. And then Rashi says, what does that mean? Machnesbo kapo, so you stick in your hand, and the oil is going to adhere to the hand, and then you're going to wipe your hand on the edge of the kli to collect some of that shemen. You're not allowed to do that because of uvdin d'chol. Comments the Ritva there, Rashi Dafka connects uvdin d'chol to the second seer, to the mitapech the shemen, and not to the lo yispog. The yayin. So Rashi understands Shalayasa Kadosh Yosemachol is only modifying Yitapech B'Shemen, not Yispog. Why? Because when it comes to being Sofeg, that's not Uvdin D'chol, that's a real concern, Shema Yischot. The Shema Yischot is you may come to do a Malacha directly, and somehow the Yitapech B'Shemen, that's a lower level. That's not, we're concerned you're going to do a Malacha directly. That's something called Uvdin D'chol, not to do the way you do during the week. That's a different parameter than Shema Yisro. We're not exactly sure yet what that parameter is. Then we have Shabbos Kufim Zayin Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Sachin Umimashmashim B'nei Me'ayim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to rub your stomach area on Shabbos. As long as you don't do it the same way you would do it during the week. And the Gemara explains what's the different way of doing it than during the week. Then we have on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Reb Elazar Omer, Tolin Es HaMishameres B'Yantiv, V'Nosin L'Taliyah B'Shabbos. You have a strainer that's straining out wine. So according to Reb Elazar, you can hang it up on Yantiv, V'Nosin L'Taliyah B'Shabbos. You can't hang it up on Shabbos, but if it's already hanging, you can use it to strain in a fashion that you don't violate any malach of boer or the like. V'chamer omrim, ein tol in esa mishameres b'yantiv, ein osin l'tuli b'shabbos. So come and say, even if it's already there, you can use it on Shabbos. Al nosin l'tuli b'yantiv. Why can't you use it on Shabbos? The Gemara says, kufa m'chasim and aleph, shalo yasa k'doshu osa b'chol. Not to do it the way you would do it during the week. Okay. So what is the parameter of Uvdin D'chol? What is the Tzad HaShaveh between these cases in the Gemara? So one more Rashi. The Gemara there continues to say, on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Marim Adam Alim Mishameres B'Yantiv, that you're allowed to set up a mishameres through a kind of harama. Says Rashi, L'Rabbanan De'Armi Ein Tolenes Mishameres B'Yantiv, V'Yalkimna D'Taim Elam Misham Ohel Al Misham Uvdin D'Chol. According to the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to set it up even on Yantiv because of Uvdin D'Chol, not because you're worried about a CSOL. So setting up the mishameres is not the problem of a CSOL, it's the problem of Uvdin D'Chol. Marim v'tolo sol l'tzoruch v'imonim, d'lav uvdin d'chol ninu, v'masanim b'shmarim. So you're allowed to set it up for use for pomegranates that are not normally strained, which would not be uvdin d'chol. And then once it's ready set up, you can use it to strain wine from regular sediment. Says the Ramban there, v'linere d'abayim misham ol aray aser la. No. Not a problem of Uvna D'chol, it's a problem of O.L. Arai. Aye, the Gemara says it's Uvna D'chol, right? Says Ramban, U'mishum d'amr le Rav Yosef chayev chatas, amr iu d'lek ala shvus ba'alma, d'haynu Uvdin D'chol. The Abaye says, no, we're not talking about a malacha derais. It's only a derabbanan, and that is what uvdin d'chol means. Behind masnisa the Abaye, the tani mishameres bahade kila the mishamol. All right, so it's presented together with another case of kila, which definitely is all right. According to the Ramban, uvdin d'chol sounds like another synonym for shmos. It's a kind of a derabbanan. So the Gemara said, what's the concern? Olarai is a derabbanan application of the malacha of bona. So the Gemara calls it uvdin d'chol, and the Ramban says the real concern is that's olarai. That's a kind of a shuas that's referred to as uvdin d'chol. So Uvdin D'chol is a kind of shuas. In this context, it's all right, as opposed to Rashi, who seems to understand, no, that Uvdin D'chol and all right are two different things. Uvdin D'chol is some independent Rabbanan, nothing to do with all right. So according to the Ramban, it would seem that every time the Gemara invokes Uvdin D'chol, there's some kind of derabbanan there. We'll see in the Rambam in a few minutes, it's even more pronounced. But yeah, so Avdin Lechol is another term for a Ashvas. Similarly, the Igle Tal points out in Ma'amer Sifkatan Yud, so that the Ramban seems to equate Uvdin Lechol with the regular Shvus. The Ran and the Ritva say a little bit differently. He points out the Ran, the beginning of Shabbos, in the Sugya of Rediyah Sapas, right? If someone in the Sugya of Chatei B'Shvil Shatizka Chavercha, someone puts a dough in an oven in such a way that if you leave it there, it's going to result in a Chiyav Daraisa. So under what circumstances do you take it out to prevent someone else, or perhaps yourself, from violating an Isser Daraisa Chatei B'Shvil Shatizka Chavercha? So in that context, the Ran, Daf Aleph and Beis B'Dapei Rif, writes that Rediyas HaPas is not a regular Shvus. If we're talking about a regular Darabanan, there'd be no license for you to violate a regular Darabanan to save someone else from violating a Daraisa. Rediyas HaPas is Domeh L'Uvdin D'Chol. So it's not a generic Darabanan. It's something that's like Uvdin D'Chol. That sounds like it's a step lower than a regular shvus. It's a kind of a shvus, a lower level shvus. But it's only an uvdin d'chol, or the like, would give you license to violate it. The only time you could violate something to prevent someone else from violating a more severe isser is if it's only an uvdin d'chol kind of isser, a lower grade shvus, a lower grade derabana. And that also emerges from the Ritva, Sukkah Membeis Amebeis, Dibre Maskel Vushar Kol Hayamim. This is referring to the Mishnah in Shabbos in Mefanin, that you can remove bundles, Mnei Bittel Beis Amedrish and Achnasas Orchim. Otherwise, it would be a problem of muksa. Sha'afa pisha bitul beis hamedrash achnasas orchem mitzvas gedolos lo itirim ne mitzvas elu ela tiltol heter v'davar she'ein bo ela mishum uvdin d'chol. So that mishnah mefanen afilu arba v'chamisha kupas mnei orchem bitul beis hamedrash. The only reason that you're allowed to move those bundles and boxes mnei orchem is because that's a low grade derabanan. Mishum Uvdin D'Chol. So in the Rabban, it sounds like Uvdin D'Chol is synonymous with the regular Shvus. In the Ran, the Ritva, it sounds like Uvdin D'Chol is a lower level than a regular Shvus. The Rambam very consistently associates every instance, or perhaps just about every instance of Uvdin D'Chol, with the specific concern that if you do this, you will come to violate a specific melacha. So the Rambam actually expresses this in Tshuva. Tshuva's a Rambam, the Blau edition, Simin Shinvav. Hinei lemadata, she'iser midrabanan hu tliyas ha-mishameres, lefi she'mishameres osa melacha, v'chayiv skila. So if you misuse a strainer, so you're going to violate mishamer, boer, that's a melacha deraisa. Lefikach aser tliyasa. Therefore, you're not allowed to set it up, because you're worried if you set it up, you may come to violate a deraisa. Now that setting it up is asiyas ol arai, setting it up may lead you to violate the issa deraisa of mishaber. With the kavas arminan, shelo yasek gedera she'osa b'chol. That's what shelo yasek gedera she'osa b'chol means. Uvdin d'chol means, if you do this, you may come to violate a specific deraisa. And this is very consistently how the Rambam presents just about every instance of Uvdin D'Chol. Tereka Falaf Allah Chazayin. Aser Litlo Sesa Mishameres Kedera Shivasa B'Chol Shema Yavah L'Shamer, lest you come to strain it. Tereka Falaf Allah Yates. The din of Mol and Melilo. So you're only allowed to take kernels of wheat and go like this to remove the chaff. if you do it in a small quantity. You can only do it with the shinoi, with the tips of your fingers, but not in the regular fashion. Squeezing out the yayin, he says, lest you come to schita. Perikaf alef halach yad alef. Mishin is pasul of peiris b'chaser b'malaket al yad the ochal. Ava lo yitain lo l'tocha sab lo l'tocha kupa. Kedera she'osu b'chol. Shem yasa kedera she'osu b'chol. Shema yich b'shem b'yad v'socha kupa v'yava l'de'imor. So if you have fruit scattered around, you can only gather them in small quantities. If you're going to gather them the regular way, you may come to make piles in your hands or make piles as you're gathering them, and that would be a malacha deraisa of ma'amer. Perakaf alef halacha gimel, ein sachin es akarka, afilu hayaratzef bavanim, ve'ein nofkin osam, ein madichin osam, afilu b'yantiv, kol shekim b'shabes, shol yasek d'or shosu b'chol, that you're not allowed to smooth over the ground. Why? Yavel hashbis gumos, then you may come to, you may come to smooth the holes, and that would be a malacha d'oraisa. The Rama consistently, any time we have uvdin d'chol, shalayasik d'oraisa b'chol, the Rambam couches it as, lest you come to perform a specific malacha. The only thing that doesn't fit in so apparently to this pattern is perakaf alef halacha kafes. Sachin b'mash mishin b'bnei me'ayim b'shabbos, you can rub your stomach area on Shabbos. Vehu she yasuch v'yamash v'vasachas. The Gemara says, what's the way of doing it that's not of the chol? That you're going to smear and rub v'vasachas. K'dei shel yasuch k'dei she osu b'chol. And here the Rambam leaves you hanging. What's the concern that if you do this way, you may come to a specific malacha? The Rambam doesn't tell you that over here. He doesn't say zera atu a specific malacha. In the Sefer Uvdin D'chol, a 600 or so page work on Uvdin D'chol that came out a couple years ago, written by a Rabbi Suriel Ohayon, so he suggests that maybe the Rambam here doesn't tell you what's the presumed Shema Yavo Lidei. So we're talking about Inyani Refua. Every Issa Refua is to Shtika Samamanim. So you may come to create medicine by violating token and grinding the ingredients. So the Rambam here in Perikof Aleph, the context of the Rambam are all the DNA Refua. So maybe it's self-understood that the heading of the entire Perek is you shouldn't come to the possibility of Shrika Samman. So maybe the Rambam didn't have to spell it out. Take it or leave it, even if this ends up being Akasha, but consistently the Rambam presents a very clear connection, Shema Yavo Lidei, a specific malacha, every time the Gemara invokes Uvdin D'chol. The Teferis Yisrael, in his Hakdama to Mesech HaShabbos, which he calls the Kalkelos HaShabbos, so he outlines that there were three categories of Uvdin D'chol, three types of Uvdin D'chol. There's an Uvdin D'chol, it doesn't necessarily fit with all the Rishonim, but the way he presents is three types of Uvdin D'chol. There's an Uvdin D'chol of something that is dome to one of the Lamatas Malachos. That's how he phrases it. There's an Uvdin D'chol that if you do this, you may come to do another Malacha. That's what the Rambam thinks every Uvdin D'chol is. And then he says there's an Uvdin D'chol that's connected to Tircha Yisei Rasa, that extra exertion, which normally speaking is not part of the definition of Malacha, but that's a separate category. There are Uvdin D'chols where it involves a kind of a tircha. So the case of Mefadin, you can move Dalid Kupos, the Neach Nasus Orchim, or Bitl Beis HaMedrash. That's an example of tircha. So to the extent that we are concerned about tircha, that emerges from the other famous Ramban in Parshas Amor, where the Ramban develops the idea that if not for the class of Shvusim of the Rabbanans, you could have a very different Shabbos where you go about your normal commercial activity without violating any deraisa. So the need to have various shvusim is to ensure that your Shabbos experience is different than your weekday experience. And the way the Ramban expresses that, some of the things that you would normally do during the week do involve a level of tircha. In the Sefer Uvdin Dechol, he points out that in the Ran, the Ritva, it sounds like these two things are really not related. It's not that tircha is a type of Uvdin Dechol, but tircha is different than Uvdin Dechol. For example, the Shita L'Ran, Shabbos, the end of the Sefer Kufnun Hayamid Beis, so there, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to overstuff a camel. Perish says, Ran, Mishum Tircha Yaseira, Umishum the Mefik of the Dechol. Two things, Tircha Yaseira and of the Dechol. So it sounds like it's not one and the same, but two different considerations. And the Ritva on Kuf Kavav Amidbeis says something similar as well. The later Achronim invoke another element that they connect to Uvdin Dechol, which is not explicit in the Rishon. So Archa Shulchan Shin Tesvav Os Yudalid, in the context of the din of the Tliyas Mishameris that we spoke about, he has a line, Kadesh Lo Lazalzel B'Shabbos. That Kadesh Lo Lazalzel is to avoid a zilzal in Kavod Shabbos. And that's what some later Achronim discuss in the context of other possible applications of Uvdin Dechol, which do not at all emerge from the specific examples that we have in the Gemara. So for Tshuvas Kalkas Yaakov Breish, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Zayin, so he thinks that you're not allowed to put dirty clothing in your washing machine on Shabbos. You're not going to run the washing machine. You're just putting in the washing machine to keep it there, because he thinks that's Uvdin Dechol. So he's concerned that maybe you'll come Lidei Malacha, that if you're going to put the clothing in the washing machine, since the clothing's dirty, so maybe there'll be a little residual water, and the water's going to get onto the clothing, and you'll violate Malabe. So he's concerned about that possibility. The Debrit Siner, Chuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Lamed Beis, to ask the same question. He says, are you allowed to throw the dirty clothing into the washing machine? If you know there's no water there, you don't have to worry about Malabin. And you'll unplug it before Shabbos. It's totally clean. Why do you want to do it? So that the house won't smell. The Marti Belibi, Mishum Achana Ein Lassor. So it's not a violation of achana. You're getting ready to run the washing machine after Shabbos. You're putting it there because you want to get it out of the way. It won't smell of the house. The gami time is uvdin dechol leka l'fiyam makarashe v'esi. The vadei shav ovin shem achana einenu mekushev sachashmal. If you're going to unplug it before Shabbos. So that doesn't fit to any known uvdin dechol category. But he says he still is reluctant to be makel. Maybe there's some kind of maris ayin that it's going to look like you're running the washing machine. It's also even b'chadrei chadarim. But as far as over the dechol per se, he says that's not a concern. It doesn't fit into any known category. Shuva sits Eliezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Tezayin, Perek Yud Aleph. Not sure exactly what the specific case he's talking about. It sounds like there's some kind of a microphone that's set up before Shabbos, and it may capture some sound. So one of the issues he raises is that Uvdin Dechol? So he says, Ein lanu ligzor gzeiros midatenu, that if it doesn't fit into any known category, known application of Uvdin Dechol, simply saying that it's the loose of the Shabbos, it's not Shabbos stick, you don't have the right to call that Uvna Dechol per se.
Although besides Zelusa de Shabbos, what about the case of, I mean, we know you have to have Oneg Shabbos and Kivah Shabbos. So sort of, those are the Shabbos ruins the covenant of Shabbos. So which is more of a Navi, right? Zachar v'Shamar.
Right, so what are you asking?
See, you can say that the Zilzal Shabbos, it's not Shabbos Day. You could say that's more of a Derabbanan. This is Shvus. Fine. But you could also say that we have to Zachar v'Shamar, we have to watch the Shabbos, we have to guard the Shabbos, which is actually D'oraisa. And you have the concept of Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, which is Takana Sofrim, Navi, right? But it's all coming from Zachar v'Shamar. So Shabbos stick really comes from the Zachar v'Shamar. So it really is a D'oraisa.
Yeah, what we're talking about now is whether whether Uvdin Dechol is expansive enough to include things that are kind of subjective and are part of any specific category that the Gemara invokes.
Right, but I was suggesting that let's put these, the washing machine, all these other cases of Uvdin Dechol into Shamar, because you're not watching Shabbos if you're doing this stuff. Yes, you're not violating a halacha, 39 halachas. But it really is not covetic of Shabbos.
So that's the question. Do we just decide on our own what's considered covetic for Shabbos if it doesn't fit into any known category? Chuvas Marashag, one of the Hungarian Gedolim before the war, in the generation after the Talmid Chasam Sofer, Chayli Bey Simon Yud Gimel, was asked about going out in a wheelchair on Shabbos. In the end of the tshuva, he mentions that there were some people who assured riding a bicycle on Shabbos because of Uvdin Dechol. And he says that it doesn't really fit into any known category of Uvdin Dechol. He's not recommending it, but it doesn't fit into any specific category of Uvdin Dechol, and therefore ein lechadesh zeros v'atzmenu. Chasam Sofer, in a famous tshuva, Chelik Vav Simen Sadivav, talks about riding on a train on Shabbos. So he says that riding on a train on Shabbos is a violation of Tishbos. And it could be worse than a boat when you're on a boat. So Mafligim is Fina more than Gibliyam for Shabbos. The reason that Ema Fliga Misfina Major Machlok is showing him, but there are situations where you're allowed to be Mafliga Misfina with the proper advance notice. When you're on a boat, so you don't really feel that you're on a boat. When you're on a train, so you feel the movement of the train every second. So the Chazon Sofer thinks that there's something worse about being on a train than being on a boat. Revivadia Shubia Bi Omer, Chelok Yud, Arachaim Sim Kazayan, Chelok Yud Sim Kazayan, and discussing use of Shabbos clocks and timers on Shabbos, also makes this point that Elon Luchadesh, Xeros, Mayath Menu, and if something doesn't fit into the known categories of Uvdin Dechol, then you can't just say that's not Shabbos Dick, that's not Uvdin Dechol, and answer it for that reason. So to summarize, there is a general confusion as to whether it's not a Shabbat between all the examples of Uvdin Dechol and the Gemara are. The Rambam seems most consistent that they're all specifically unto a specific malacha. In the Ran, it sounds like it's a type of the Shvus, which is a regular kind of a Shvus. In the Ramban, in the Ran, it sounds like it's a lower grade Shvus. Rashi is not necessarily consistent in every application where you apply Uvdin Dechol. And then the later poskim, there is a reluctance among many to simply invoke Uvdin Dechol across the board for any new innovation that doesn't present as in the spirit of Shabbos if it doesn't fit into any of the known categories that we have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here. All right. Dr. Lederach, you here next week?
I'm here.
What is it? What is it?
Are we having a share next week? Mary, are you around next week?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm around.
Okay.
Why not? And we can Zoom any place.
Why not?
That is true. We can Zoom any place.
By the way, I will let you guys know is that we get a Mazel Tov. My daughter had a baby boy last night.
Mazel Tov. Tov L'chol Mazel Tovim.
I mean, Simchas by everybody.
How's everyone doing?
Baruch Hashem. They're coming home tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Wonderful. Okay, Mazel Tov.
You're sharing Simchas.
Amen. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everyone.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
The dishwasher.